Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you on this blessed Sunday. This is Brother Nate with the Church of Christ Eliza message on the broadcast entitled Jesus Word, the Midnight Cry Broadcast. The phone number is 515-605-9887. That's 515-605-9887. If you have any prayer requests, I pray with you. Have any questions about the lesson, I do my best in the Lord Jesus answer for you. If you have any comments, I ask that you limit it to a minute and a half to 2 minutes. And if you call and get information on how to obtain a copy of the messages the Lord been sending through his angel messenger, we will get that to you as well. For those of you that don't like giving your prayer requests or your comments over the air, contact us at NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. That's NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. And once again, we will get back to you. Amen. So, without further ado, for those of you listening, hey, won't you join in with me in prayer? Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for the blessed day that you have blessed us to assemble together again. Father, we just give you all the glory and honor and praise, and we magnify you because, Lord, you are worthy to be praised. Dear Lord, we dare not to go into the word without you, so we give invitation to your spirit to be with us as we make this journey into your word. Father, we pray that any areas that look dark to us, that you would cause light to come, Lord God, that we may see and understand what the will of the Lord is. So, Father, we just thank you, Lord, for what you're doing and what you're going to do. In Jesus' almighty name, we pray. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. Today, this message is titled Scriptural Faith. Scriptural Faith, and this is something that the Lord had been dealing with me about for the past week or so. About how our faith must be based on something in order to make it in these last days. Now, the question would be, what is it? It's the Word of God. This is scriptural faith. This is the God kind of faith, okay? Amen. Now, before I go into the scriptures on this, I need to lay a foundation, okay? I need to lay a foundation. Hallelujah. And I'm going to spend probably the first half of this broadcast here today laying a foundation. And then we're going to go into the after scriptures, okay? Amen. So, in laying the foundation, the first thing I want to do is define the word scripture, okay? I want to give a definition or the word scripture, or what it's dealing with, or what it means. Now, I want to come from two sources. First, the concordance, and I use the Strong Concordance because it's been referred to as, out of all the concordance, to being one of the best of the top concordance. But anyhow, that's the one I use, is the Strong Concordance. And looking up the word scripture, in the Greek, and if any of you have a Strong Concordance, it should be under number 1124 in the Greek, because that means that is the word scripture shows up in the New Testament. And the word scripture come from the Greek word in Greek, graphe, and graphe means a document that is wholly writ, or its contents, or a statement in it, okay? Once again, scripture is defined in the Greek as a document that is a holy writ. That's a document that is supposed to be holy, okay? Or its contents, or a statement in it, okay? Hallelujah. Glory to God. The word scripture in the Hebrew, okay, in the Hebrew, and once again, if you have a Strong Concordance, it should be under number 3791, and turn it to it, the Hebrew word for the word scripture is katab, and katab means something written, that is a writing, record, or book. Once again, the word scripture in the Hebrew means From the Hebrew word katav, it means something written, that is a writing record or book. So from the Strong's, it is dealing with, in the Greek and Hebrew, is dealing with a document that's supposed to be holy or sacred, amen, that is written, okay? Hallelujah. That is a record or book. In this case, we're looking at the Bible, the Word of the Lord, the record of Nephite. And for those of you who just know the Bible, especially the Bible, okay? Now, I want to give another definition of the word scripture from Webster here. And let me click some off of my laptop here for a minute here. Okay. Looking at the word scripture and looking at how Webster defined the word scripture, and I want to give you a definition of it. Webster says scripture means, number one, the books of the Bible, a passage from the Bible, but it also means a body of writings considered sacred or authoritative. Okay? When you put it all in perspective here, it is saying that the scripture, what it means by scripture is it is a book, a document of writings, not just any kind of writings, but holy. These statements in there are that which is said is to be holy, okay? And authoritative. That means it contains authority, okay? It can give authority, okay? It's authoritative. It has authority, okay? In one's life, okay? Is it a book or a record? In this case, for those of you that just know the Bible, it's definitely the Bible. But for those of us who have received the work of the Lord Jesus Christ and the restoration work, we know it is the Bible, the Word of the Lord, and the record of Nephi, okay? So keep that in mind, that the scriptures is holy, sacred. It's authoritative, okay? It is a written record or document, okay? Hallelujah. Once again, for those of you that know the Bible, it's definitely the Bible. But for those of us who have received Jesus' work of restoration in these last days, it is the Bible, the Word of the Lord, and the record of Nephi, which is all what contain the scriptures or statements that is made by our God that is recorded that is holy, okay? So there's nothing unholy about our God. Hallelujah. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. That's just the Holy Ghost behind that. Now, I want to go into some scriptures. We're still on the foundation now. I'm still laying this foundation that now we understand, in a sense, what scripture means. Okay? What scripture means. Now, in this foundation, I want to lay down two more things in this foundation before we go into the key scriptures of our lesson here. Number one is what the scriptures are for, okay? Let's go to our Bibles here. Let's go to 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, okay? Once again, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, okay? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And remember what we define, quote, what scripture is. And we come to understand that it is statements or documents or records that is to be holy, okay? Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You get that, okay? Hallelujah. Now, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 tells us why scripture, once again, that which is written, that is holy, that is a record or the books, for those of you that know the Bible, the Bible, why is it given? For those of us that have received the work of the restitution and restoration the last day, it's the Bible, the word of the Lord, the record of Nephi. Why is the scriptures given in the books? Or for in the case with those of you that have not received this work of the Lord yet, why is it given in the book, the Bible? 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 said, all scripture is given by inspiration of God, okay, and is profitable for something. For what? For doctrine, that's teaching, okay? For reproof, which means that it is evidence. Oh, you get that. It's evidence. When you're looking for something to be true or so, you look for evidence, right? Well, we're told here in the scripture, that's what the scripture is for, evidence. Hallelujah. Also, it is for correction. It is to correct us when we are in the wrong. Hallelujah. When we in need of correction, when we're going in the wrong direction, this is what scripture is for. Hallelujah. And also for instruction in righteousness. The scripture is there to instruct us in righteousness, what God considers righteous, okay? See, some of you, I had to put it that way and explain it because some of you, I already do things that's right. Well, is it right in the sight of God, okay? We're not talking about what you declare to be righteous. We're talking about what God declares to be righteous, what God declares to be good. Because you'll find out what men say good or righteous, you come to find out, no. God is not in agreement with it. Now, I want to read a scripture to you from the word of the Lord. This is the word of the Lord Jesus Christ that he sent by his angel messenger, the Elijah. Amen. And he sent this message out September the 22nd, 1938. The Lord decided to send his angel with a message for his people. Amen. And I'm going to read from verse 20 here in this 37th message, 37th time that the Lord sent the Elijah. As spoken of in the Bible, Matthew 17, Malachi chapter 4, chapter 3, he's also referred to as the messenger of the Lord. Deuteronomy 18, he's that prophet. Acts chapter 3 as well. Now, it says here, let the church, and who's the church? The builders? No, the church is the people. Let the church pray earnestly and often that all will come closer unto the Lord, that they may know his spirit. And notice he said after this, follow the doctrine taught in the scriptures. Just like the Bible just told us here in Timothy that the scripture are given for profitable for doctrine, for teaching. Okay. And so here, Jesus didn't deviate. He didn't deviate from what he gave the Apostle Paul to tell us one of the things the scripture is given for. Profitable for doctrine or for teaching, okay? And he says here, let the church follow the teaching taught in the scriptures, okay? Amen. Hallelujah. So we know that the scriptures was given by inspiration of God for something. So they're not just to be there as in a book like many look at it and go, oh, well, I got a Bible at home. Well, good, you got a Bible at home, but do you read it? Do you look at it? Oh, you just pick it up when it's time to go to church on Sunday, which some of you only go like the first and third Sunday or the second and fourth Sunday when whatever church you're going to, mostly just have their preaching services. Amen, but that's another subject. Anyhow, now, let me read a scripture to you from the record of Nephi here, another book of God's word here, God's word through the Nephites. Amen. This is in one of the books in the record of Nephi called the Book of Mosiah, chapter 26, verse 38. Now, once again, I'm just laying the foundation. Still laying the foundation. Amen. Okay, the book of Mosiah, chapter 26, verse 38. Now, here's what it said. Now, all these things did Alma
and his fellow laborers do which were over the church, walking in all diligence, teaching the word of God in all things, okay, suffering all manner of afflictions, being persecuted by all those who did not belong to the church of God. Now, Alma, this man Alma, was a servant of the Lord, okay? And one of the things that him and the labor, his fellow laborers did over the church was teaching the word of God. So the word of God or scripture that's supposed to be holy, okay, contains teachings to teach you, okay? And the Bible said it is profitable for teaching, for doctors. So in other words, if you were to follow this teaching, you will profit from it. Now, when I use the word profit, don't be thinking cha-ching all the time, because whenever we use, oh, that's, you know, but anyhow, that's another story. We're just so messed up on that, it's pitiful, okay? So we come to understand that the scripture, the holy writ, statements or document or record or books that God inspired to come forward was for something. And it is for doctrine. It is for to correct us. It is to instruct us, all of that. So it's not given for you for it just to sit there. So those of you that know the Bible, guess what? Your Bible is not in your house just to sit there. Your Bible is not just in your house just to be picked up one day on a Sunday, maybe every other Sunday, because many of you don't go to Sunday school. Let's be real. Some of you got the same complaint. It's too early, but you can go in real early on your job. You can go. Some of you go in 2 hours before your scheduled work time to get the overtime. So let's not talk about some too early, okay? Let's just say you don't want to get up. That's what the problem is, okay? Amen. So we come to understand that also that the scripture, we talk about the Holy Writ, we're talking about what, when we talk about the scripture, we're talking about what God is speaking and saying on. Because you'll notice, even in the Bible, everything that's said in the Bible is not the word of God. You get that? When you read the Bible, it records even what man thoughts is and what man say, okay? We're not going by that. We're going by in the Bible what God says, what God is for. You understand that? That's the same way the word of the Lord and the record of Nephi, okay? So let's get that straight and clear, okay? So once again, when I'm referring to scripture, we're talking about what God says coming out of his mouth or what he's saying or what he has given to someone else to say, not just someone else's words from their own thoughts. You understand that? Because you have to differentiate that, okay? Amen. Now, the next thing I want to look at concerning the scripture, we're still laying the foundation. Let's go to 2 Timothy chapter 2. 2 Timothy chapter 2. Now, let's go to verse 15, okay? So once again, we come to understand that the scripture, the holy writ, doctrines, records, books, you name it, contain something for something, okay? You understand it? It's for something. It contains something. Now, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15, look what God gave Apostle Paul to tell us, not just Timothy, but to all believers. He said, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word, that's the scripture, of truth. So now we're told to do something with these scriptures that we're given. We're told to study it. Okay? Study it. Now, here's the thing that we miss out. We don't fully understand many times about what it is to really study. Now, I study is a combination of three components, okay? It's a combination of reading, meditating, and seeking or searching, okay? These scriptures that we're giving in, for most of you, the Bible, For those who have received the work of restitution and restoration, the Bible, the Word of the Lord, and record of Nephi, we are to read it with the intention of learning, to search it out, okay, and then to meditate on it, okay? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Do you understand that? See, some of y'all just read a verse and say, and you call it, I study. No, you didn't study. You just read. You did what is called one aspect of the components in dealing with stuff, but you didn't really fully study. You just read. And this is why many times you can't even repeat back to the person what you read. You speak in broken fragments, okay, because you're trying to search your mind to remember because you really weren't paying no attention on it. You were just reading it so you can say, I need to get y'all off my back. Just y'all come to me and ask me, did I read, okay? So we're told stuff. He said to a workman needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, rightly giving what that word means, okay? And that's going to come in studying the word of God. You get that? Now, let me read another scripture to you, going back to the word of the Lord. And this is called the, I'm going to like to give you the date here. On October the 11th, 1942, the Lord once again decided to send the Elijah with a message for his people. Amen. And hallelujah. And I want to read the third verse here in this, what is called 56th message. Okay. 56th message, third verse. I want to read the third verse here. And I want to read, I want you to hear what it said. It said, this is what the Lord said. And he authorized his angel to tell us. He said, read the messages I have brought from time to time. Study them. Moreover, heed the warning that is given. Abide by the doctrine of Christ. Teach it to all people. Be ye united in your work. He that will heed the warnings will gain thereby. Those that heed not will lose in the end. Be at peace with all men, for the Lord will gather his elect, and they shall have peace with him. Now, notice he said, read the messages. Now, the messages, get this, it's the word of God. He said, read the message I have brought from time to time. Study them, okay? Study them. What you doing in your study? You're reading, you're searching, and you're meditating on it. You get that? Hallelujah. Glory to God. So once again, what is he telling you? The scriptures was not given just to be sitting in your possession and not be used. You get that? Many of y'all, you're making too many excuses. And so you think that you could tackle the challenges of life without studying the word of God. Well, guess what? Many of y'all see a reality check now. And some of y'all, guess what? Just wait. Your reality check is coming. You don't think that you need to study the word of God. Well, you do need to study the word of God. Once again, we still dealing with laying a foundation. Now, let me read one more scripture out of this foundation to you, coming from the record of the Nephite. Amen. I want to give a scripture here from the Nephite record. And this is found in, I believe this is going to be the book of Alma, the record of Nephi, chapter 33. The book of Alma, chapter 33. And I'm going to read verse 1 and 2. Verse 2 is going to be our key verse. The book of Alma, chapter 33, verse 1 and 2, it says, now after Alma had spoken these words, they sent forth unto him, desiring to know whether they should believe in one God, that they might obtain this fruit of which he has spoken, or how they should plant the seed, or the word of which he has spoken, which he said must be planted in their hearts, or in what manner they should begin to exercise their faith. And Alma said unto them, behold, ye have said that ye cannot worship your God because ye are cast out of your synagogues. Now, these people were cast out of the synagogues because I believe, if I'm not mistaken, they were poor, you know, and the people over them had more than they had. And, you know, many of y'all would know the story concerning that. It's happening in churches today. If you ain't got much money, many churches, they looking at you with, snubbing their nose at you. And people that consider to be the term I heard a few years ago, the big wigs in the church, they get more opportunity to do different stuff in the church, not because they have spiritually grown in the Lord, but because they have more possessions, they are considered to have a lot of money. Okay? Hallelujah. And you got some people being ran out of quote from among churches because of how they being treated by people in the church who have more than them, even by many in the pulpits, because, you know, they're treating them wrong because they don't have much money, they poor, and things of that nature. Now, I'm going to say you cannot worship your God because you are cast out of your synagogues. But behold, I say unto you, if you suppose that you cannot worship God, okay, ye do greatly error, and ye had ought to search the scriptures, okay? For if ye suppose that they have taught you this, ye do not understand. So once again, search the scriptures. Scriptures is connected to your study. And we're seeing that scriptures, the holy written scriptures, inspired by God for men to write, that is profitable for your teaching, your correction, that is evidence for you. That's what reproof is dealing with in the Bible, in that second Timothy chapter 3, and instructing you in righteousness is not, it is given for a purpose. And God said, now, this is what it is, what it would do, but you got to do something and study them. You got to search them out. You got to meditate on them, okay? So once again, we see that scripture is not given there for a vain purpose. It is for a reason. And we just read what it would do, but you have to do something in connection with them and study them, okay? Now we're finna come to our main scripture on our subject here, scriptural faith, okay? I want to go into the scriptures on this. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 4. Hebrews chapter 4. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 4. Amen. Hebrews chapter 4, and I'm going to read, I think it's going to be verse 1 and 2. Verse 2 is going to be our key verse. Okay? I'm telling you, people, hear the word of the Lord today, because these challenges you're facing now, I'm telling you, you ain't going to be able to make it without scriptural faith. Not going to be able to make it. Yeah, God has mercy on some of their ignorance per se, but it comes to the point you're going to have to start growing. You're going to have to start growing. Okay? Now, Hebrews chapter 4, verse 1 and 2, verse 2 is our key verse. He said, let us therefore fear, lest a promise being left us of entering to his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. Verse 2, for unto us was the gospel preached, that's the word of God, that's scripture, as well as unto them, but get this, but the word preached did not profit them. Whoa, wait a minute. What do you mean didn't profit them? Okay, we got to read the rest of it. Not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. You see that? See, they had to have faith in the word, so that's scriptural faith. See, in other words, he said, it didn't profit them any not being mixed with faith. See, this is why some of you wonder why some people go to church on Sunday, come to work with you on Monday and tell you what they did. Yeah, I went to church and preached this and that. But then when it comes to God, you hear them talking all this doubt and unbelief, and you saying to yourself, wait a minute. They were just at church Sunday, and the preacher that preached on this, how is that now they talking this down unbelief? Because even though they heard it, it was not mixed with faith. Faith is right there. If you take hold, when the word is preached, faith is right there if you really receive it, okay? But see, they heard it, but they didn't. They heard with their ear, but they didn't really fully receive it. Therefore, faith was not mixed in it. They didn't believe in it, okay? Hallelujah. Many of y'all can understand what I'm talking about. You heard some things that you didn't truly believe. Amen. Did you believe everything you heard? No. Now, some of you may be a different story, but we'll leave that alone. But I'm talking about, for the most part, there was many things you were told, even though you heard it with your ears, you didn't straight off believe it. Amen. Hallelujah. You get that. So the word has to be mixed with faith. That's called scripture faith, or that is the God kind of faith. You understand that? It got to be, see, and we just looked at on the foundation that God told us to study the word of God. Well, how are you going to know what to believe in if you don't get into the word? Okay? See, that's why I said some of you, I'm busy. Yeah, I sure like to know the Bible. Oh, I sure like to study the Bible, but I be so busy. Okay, well, guess what? We're going to see where your busyness take you, because things are going to get tougher, people. So you running out there trying to hustle and make money and do this and that of your own power without the Lord. Oh, yeah, you get a little trouble. You open up your mouth and say, Lord Jesus, help me. But other than that, if the sun is shining, you just going on bloom by yourself. But listen, now you're going to find out this stuff is going to get so intense. It's intensifying now, people, that you find out things that you used to do, it ain't working no more. See, God said, okay, enough is enough now. I allow some things. He said, but enough is enough. It ain't going to work for you no more. You're going to have to do what I say, or you just going to go down. Period. Amen. That people, that's an ultimatum. Amen. He said, well, not mixed with faith in them that heard it. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, let's go to 2 Chronicles. 2 Chronicles chapter 20. 2 Chronicles chapter 20. Let's go there. 2 Chronicles chapter 20. Hallelujah. 2 Chronicles chapter 20. Many of y'all know the story of Jehoshaphat. You know, the enemy was coming at him. It was the children of Moab, the children of Ammon, and with others, you know. Enemy coming at all different angles at one time, people. And Jehoshaphat did something that the world probably would have slapped him upside the head and called him crazy. He said he set himself to seek the Lord. But see, people in the world, they see you do this. Hey, all that trouble coming. They say, hey, ain't no time for you. Listen, go break it down there and pray. You got to do something. You know, but Jehoshaphat, the Bible says he feared the Lord, and he set himself to seek the Lord. And then on top of that, he proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. See, those of the carnal mind would say, what a fast going to do? Man, what's wrong with you and me? We need to do something now. And Jehoshaphat let you know, say, I am doing something now. Okay? We need to do something now. Yeah, you're right. I am doing something now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So, they did that. And as they fasted and prayed, the Lord answered. Okay? Verse 14, 2 Chronicles chapter 20 said, then upon Jehazel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jeel, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite of the sons of Asaph, came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation. And he said, hearken, ye all Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God. Now this is the Lord speaking through Jehazel, using Jehazel. This is the word of the Lord, okay? You understand that? Hallelujah. And then when it comes to verse 20, he said, and they rose up early in the morning, because see, God told them where to go to. He said, but this battle, he told them where the place to go to, and they just had to go down there, and they just praised the Lord, okay? And they had to lay hands on the enemy. God said ambush them. You read the chapter yourself. But see, they still had to obey the Lord. They still had to hear the word of the Lord. Verse 20 said, and they rose up early in the morning, and they went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah. Now listen to this. He said, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe his prophets, so shall ye prosper. Now the prophets were representatives of the Lord. They brought the word of God. So what you have to believe in the prophets about? The word of God that came from them. That's an example of scripture faith. He wasn't just saying believe the prophet just because it just them, but believe what they was used for, the word that they were bringing from the Lord. Okay? See, I already told him through Jehaziel that, hey, this battle is not yours, but God. Because the Spirit of the Lord gave Jehaziel to tell him that, okay? Hallelujah. But see, they still had to believe. He said, be not afraid nor dismayed by reason, what? Of the multitude. Or how many is coming at you. See, many times we're looking at how big the circumstance is, and we become afraid and dismayed. Well, see, when God give you the word, said don't do that, you still have to choose to believe the word. If you believe the word, it'll be saying, even though you're feeling different, but you still believe the word, that's faith based on the word of God or scripture. Amen. You get that? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's go to Romans chapter 10. Romans chapter 10, people. Let's go to Romans chapter 10. We're going to go to verse 17. Common verse here. Romans chapter 10, verse 17. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Scriptural faith. Okay. Scriptural faith. Romans chapter 10, verse 17. So it says, so then faith coming by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Now, it didn't say faith coming by hearing and hearing by the word of Elijah Muhammad or Hare Krishna or Buddha. Or get this. He didn't say faith coming by you hearing your own word. It's by hearing the word of God. See, there is my word and then there's God's word. There is your word and then there's God's word. And so the scripture here is plain. He said, by hearing the word of God. Now, notice it says faith coming by hearing, spell I-N-G. That denotes what? Continuous action. Continuous taking heed or paying attention or listening to. See, some of us, you even hearing the word read, but you ain't paying no attention to. Therefore, faith ain't there. Faith ain't mixed with it. Hallelujah. But see, when we got to take heed to what God said. Have you ever been saying something and you can tell a person really listening to you? I ain't talking about just staring in your face all the time and in a funny way, but I'm talking about they actually, like when you gave them instruction to do something, you actually look at them and how they really just tune in to what you're saying. They're really paying attention. Well, see, that's how we got to be with the word of God. Your faith has to be based on scripture. It don't need to be based on just what you think or what your uncle or your grandmama or your granddaddy who was a mighty prayer warrior. It ain't based on what he thinks. It's on what word of God says. Amen? Hallelujah. Glory to God. He the Roshan. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay, let me read a scripture to you from the word of the Lord. Okay? Read scripture to you from the word of the Lord. The Lord sent this message out. And like I said, I give you dates when it comes to the word of the Lord because the Lord wants me to do this, and he wants you to ask about it, okay? The Lord, on May the 9th, 1943, decided he's going to send the angel that day with a message for the 60th time, okay, 60th message. And he authorized his angel to tell us this, and I want you to hear these words, really hear this. He said, remember the instructions I have brought. Teach them to all men. All those that are humble and full of love will help, for the Lord will bless them. There are many who yet will carry the message of life to the ends of the earth. Now listen to this next sentence. He said, teach faith in the words of the Lord and the prophets, for Satan shall not have hold on all such. Now stop there. He said, teach faith in the words of the Lord and the prophets. That's scriptural faith, people. That's scriptural faith. That's the God kind of faith also. That's scripture faith. Your faith has to be based on scripture. So here's the question I ask you. The situation and challenge that you're facing in your trial, what scripture are you standing on concerning? Now, I'm not talking about you just grabbing any scripture. I'm talking about the scripture that will truly fit the bill. See, some of you hear me say that you'll just grab any kind of scripture. No, we're talking about a scripture that covers your situation where God promises to bring you through that or bless you in that situation that you're going through. Now, you may say, well, Brother Nate, I don't know what to look for. Well, if you got a pastor, ask your pastor. Ask another believer. Number one, ask the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, Jesus, hey, you know, I don't know if you got any scripture to cover this. Because I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not going to say every situation I encounter, I knew the exact scripture that would cover it. Some things was kind of, if I can use the word difficult, you know, to kind of, but you know what? That's where your study, that's where your searching come in at, okay? Amen. And I know that some of y'all do not like to study. I have come across people that do not like to study. Those kind of people right there, they, you know what? They the tell me people. They didn't want you to tell them. They don't want to go. Even if you said, listen, go look it up. Even if you gave them the book in the Bible, go look in the book of Acts. What chapter? What verse? Just go look, you know. Okay, book of Acts chapter 10, what verse? I just gave you the book and the chapter. You should be in front. Oh, my goodness. But you have those people. And sometimes some of the same people, you better never say nothing wrong. In fact, you better not give the wrong verse. Let me go deeper. You better not give the wrong chapter or the wrong book. They're going to let you know in such a way you gave me the wrong book and chapter. And some of them got such a snotty attitude, period. It's just ridiculous because they go, and you supposed to be a preacher. You supposed to know that. Well, I'm like, what are you supposed to know? You don't find a scripture where you just supposed to be a moocher, just mooching off. You won't go look it up. Even when the preacher tells you, say, okay, just go to Acts chapter 10 and look at this. Well, that verse. And then it gets so bad, they don't even want to study it, that verse. They want you to just tell them what it means, and then they want to run off what you say. Be careful. Be careful with those types. Now, I want to read approximately maybe one more scripture here. Out of Record of Nephi, 2 Nephi chapter 5. 2 Nephi chapter 5. Amen. 2 Nephi chapter 5. I think it's going to be verse 6. 2 Nephi chapter 5, verse 6. Now, here is where that the separation of where, and I know some of y'all have heard me talk about the people in the Record of Nephi. There were the people of God was known as the Nephites and Jaredites. And then those that weren't the people of God was known as the Lamanites. And the Lamanites, the Nephites and Lamanites came about was when Lehi lived in Jerusalem and the Lord had instructed him to leave Jerusalem because Jerusalem had become full of abominations and doing evil to the prophets. When he came over here, he had some daughters, but he also had some sons. He had a son named Nephi, Nephi, Laman, Lemuel, Sam, Jacob, and Joseph, I think. That was his sons. And he had some daughters. And Nephi was, you know, he went to walk with God. His dad did, and so did him. His older brothers, okay, I think, now one of his brothers, Sam, was older, I think, but he had two other older brothers, Laman and Lemuel. Laman and Lemuel was always rebellious against God. They were just always rebellious. If you want to look at the complainers in their family, when you read the Record of Nephi, they were the first one. They was complaining. I tell you what, they will put you in mind of the children of Israel when they first came into the wilderness. Okay? You see, know how they complain? Well, that's how Laman and Lemuel was. And Laman and Lemuel got a point that, you know, Nephi being used of God, they got a point that they didn't like that. And they will always say, oh, our younger brother thinks he's over us and all that stuff. Okay, so their dad, Lehi, I believe this was, check it out, after he passed, it got to a point, I want to read this 2 Nephi chapter 5, verse 1 to verse 6, and it says, behold, it came to pass that I, Nephi, did cry much unto the Lord my God because of the anger of my brethren. But behold, their anger did increase against me, insomuch that they did seek to take away my life, his own brother, seeking to kill him. And that's going on today. And you need to get prepared. You're going to have family members. You can call me doomsday all you want to. I'm just going to speak the word of truth here. You're going to have family members that are going to turn against you to a point they're going to literally want to do some damage to you, even kill you because of your place with the Lord. Not because of, you know, other stuff like, hey, you know, your color or your gender, but it's going to be about your place with the Lord, okay? They don't want nothing to do with the Lord, and here you is walking in Christ, and so you got to understand when you walk in Christ, the light that shine from you shine on them, and it show that their deeds are evil. So they don't like that, okay? That's why they call you names like Mr. Holier Than Thou, Mr. Goody Two Shoes. Now, he go and say, yeah, they did murmur against me, saying, our younger brother thinketh to rule over us. And we have had much trial because of him. Wherefore, now let us slay him, that we may not be afflicted more because of his words. For behold, we were not that he should be our ruler, for it belongeth unto us, which are the elder brethren, to rule over this people. Now, I do not write upon these plates all the words which they murmur against me, but it suffice me to say that they did seek to take away my life. And it came to pass that the Lord did warn me that I, Nephi, should depart from them and flee into the wilderness, and all they which would go with me. And verse 6, it says, wherefore it came to pass that I, Nephi, did take my family, and also Zoram and his family, and Sam, my elder brother, and his family, Jacob and Joseph, my younger brother, and also my sisters, and all they which would go with me. And all they which would go with me, now listen to this, were they which believe in the warnings and revelations of God. Wherefore, they did hearken unto my words. So once again, example of scripture faith, believing in the warnings and revelations of God. Okay? Especially coming through Nephi. Okay? That's scripture faith. Their faith was based on scripture. Okay? You get that? Hallelujah. And see, if you got situations and things going on in your life, you need to search the scripture to find the scripture that fits the bill with what you're going through. Okay? You get that. You got to take the time. Quit trying to take shortcuts. What do you mean, Brother Nate, by shortcut? Like I said, some of y'all don't even want to study the word. You want you to tell me, people. Just tell me. Just tell me. That's all you want. Just tell me. Then if you find out that if I made a mistake and told you the wrong scripture, oh my goodness, I didn't set the world on fire and cause all the planets in the solar system to drop. Because, you know, you like, you told me the wrong thing. Well, you know, you look it up for yourself. Okay? Now, I want to throw one more scripture at you in dealing with this. Let's go back to Romans chapter 10 right quick. I got about 10 or 11 minutes left on the broadcast here. Amen. Romans chapter 10. And we're going to look at verse 10. And I want to look at this because this is one of the ways, once you get the scripture that cover your situation, now it's time to release your faith that is based on this scripture. Okay? And the word of God says, for with the heart, this is Romans chapter 10, verse 10, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Now notice the heart-mouth connection. It got to be connected. But the first place it got to be is in your heart, in your spirit. You got to receive the word of God. Remember when Jesus talks about, you know, if people say, with their mouth they do honor me, but their heart is far from me. So that heart-mouth connection was not there on that. But when it comes to your faith, your scripture faith, the heart-mouth connection got to be one in the scripture, okay? So you say, well, why are you taking me to this verse? Because the next thing you do in releasing your faith, when you got the scriptures to cover your situation and stand on it, confess it. Confess it daily. Confess it in the face of your challenges. That's you releasing your faith, your scriptural faith, okay? I throw another scripture at you on your time. Read Mark chapter 11, verses what, 20 to 23? Where he said, if you, verily I say unto you, have faith in God, for verily I say unto you, whosoever shall have faith shall speak unto this mouth and say, be thou removed, and shall be, and be cast to the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but believe those things which he say shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he say. Your confession. Amen. Get to know the scripture and meditate the scripture that you can confess it. That's the act, one of the acts of releasing your faith. Okay? Amen. Hallelujah. But you got to want to put in the work, people. Like I said, we're living in a time now, people want everything fast. They don't want to put in work. In other words, you got people that want benefits, but they want to be lazy at the same time. Amen. If I can explain it that way, okay. Like I told you, one of the great examples I see is in exercise. Now they got these machines. Get abs like this for only working out 5 minutes a day. Are you kidding me? Only 5 minutes? Come on now. Well, get the body like this for only 10 minutes a day. No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It's got to be more than a 10 minute. It got to be more than a 10 minute. But see, they're selling these, they advertising this thing to sell it to the people, and they say, well, you can get this by, you just only work out 10 minutes a day. Because see, now people have gotten what? More lazy. You know, you might got more machines in this day and time that can do work quicker. But I'm going to tell you something. Back in the days when they didn't have that machine, I tell you what, you had people more amped to get out there and do the work. You do. Right now, you got more people being lazy than anything. They're just being more lazy. If it don't come in 5 minutes, forget it. I'm going to something else. Okay? Hallelujah. See, that's how you get, you know, when you look at the world today, that's also how you get a bunch of spoiled rich kids. No, rich kids, they just, you know, just get handed to them. And many of them, their parents don't make them work for nothing. They just give it to them. Well, see, that's why they don't care for it when they get it. They get tied up and just come back and hand you the key. I tore up the hood of the car, huh? Here you go. And just walk off with that kind of attitude. Or stop bawling and crying like a baby when they don't get nothing right then that they want. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the blessed word of God today. We thank you for your spirit and power of the Holy Ghost. We thank you for what you're doing. What you're going to do in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you, Lord, that you have blessed with the opportunity for me to share the word of God with those who are listening. Father, I pray that you will water the seed I've sown and bring forth the increase for your glory. In Jesus' almighty name, I pray. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. Once again, thank God for all you've been listening. Don't forget, tonight at 7 p.m., our brother Eddie Lee will be back with the sisters with the word of God. Look for it at 7 o'clock p.m. So once again, this is Brother Nate with the Church of Christ Eliza message from the broadcast entitled Jesus Word, the Midnight Cry Broadcast. May the Lord bless you. May he keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless.